Good evening, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家晚上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We have been studying the qualifications and duties of an elder.
我们已经谈过关于长老的资格跟职责。
And we have also studied in the morning how important a church is.
我们在早晨也就是谈到就是说查考过关于教会是多重要。
A church is a place where we call home away from home.
教会是我们把它称为就是我们自己家之外的一个家。
Heaven is our home.
天堂是我们的家。
While we serve God on earth, God has given to us churches, local churches, where we can gather together as God's children all over the world as our home on this earth.
当我们服侍神的时候，神也赐给我们各个地方的教会。那我们在这世界上这些地方的教会我们就是在这地面上神所赐给我们的家。
A healthy church is a church that will have new believers and very mature believers.
那在一个健全的教会里面，那他就会有就是初信的信徒，还有一些比较成熟的信徒。
When there are new believers, it means the evangelism in the church is strong.
那如果有新的就是初信徒的话，也就是说传福音的工作或者说传福音的服事是比较强盛。
This is a very important part of church life.
那这是在教会生活当中的重要一环。
The church must also have mature believers.
教会也必须有成熟的基督徒。
This means that young believers, they remain, and it means the church has a good Bible study program.
那也就是说年轻的基督徒他们继续的就是来到教会，那而且教会有这个很好的查经班。
And this is what we must find in every good, sound local church.
那这是我们在各个就是这些比较好的这个地方教会当中必须找到的。
25 years ago, when we were in America, we attended a Presbyterian church.
大约25年前我们在美国的时候，我们就去参加一个长老会的教会。
It was made up of a lot of old people and very young children.
那是有许多年长的老人家跟一些很年幼的孩子年轻人在组成的。
There were no young people.
那就对不起，是年幼的孩童，那他们当中没有年轻人。
There were none in their 20s, 30s, or even 40s and 50s.
那当中没有任何20来岁、30来岁甚至四五十岁的人。
These were the grandparents who brought their grandchildren to church.
那这些都是爷爷奶奶或者公公婆婆把这些孙儿孙女们带来。
After we attended for a few weeks, I plucked up the courage to ask one of them a question.
我们参加了大概几个星期之后呢，我就提起勇气就问其中一个人这样的问题。
Because the problem was very obvious.
因为那问题是显然的。
So I asked this elderly man.
我就问这年长者。
Where are your sons and your daughters? I see only grandchildren.
那你的儿女都在哪里呢？我只看到你的孙儿孙女们。
They told me that they are not believers and they are not interested in Christianity.
那他们就告诉我说他们都不是信徒，那他们也对基督教没有兴趣。
So I asked him the obvious question.
那我就问了一个比较就是明显的问题。
Will the church not die when the Lord takes all of you home?
那教会岂不会死亡吗？如果神把你们都召回天家。
Because you will no longer bring the grandchildren to church. Isn't that true?
那你就不再能够带领你的孙儿孙女们来到教会，不是吗？
He said it is very true and there is nothing we can do about it.
那他就说这是很实在的，那我们也就是没办法。
Our children allow us to bring They are children. That's our grandchildren with us. It's because they want Sunday off. That's what he said.
我们的孩子们愿意让我们带孙子来，是因为他们要在礼拜天能够有休闲。
This church was located next to the seminary that we studied in.
那这个教会就在我们所就是去读神学的神学院的附近。
About 5-6 years ago, I went to Google Map and I googled the site of that church.
我在五六年前就是上网去用谷歌探索就去看这个教会的网址。
It is no longer called the Presbyterian Church.
那它不再是称为长老宗的教会。
It has a new name that means it is now bought over by the seminary.
它已经有了一个新的名字，也就是说它已经被神学院所收购了。
That means the church is gone.
那这也就是说这教会已经不存在了。
Not the building, but the people.
教堂还在那里，但是人就不在了。
For your information, the building is a very beautiful building. It's those old architecture.
让大家知道，就是说这个建筑其实是很美的一个优美的建筑，是一个很古老的一个设计。
The reason I share this with you is because not only do elders and deacons have a role to play in the church, every member, every child of God of all ages, you have a role to play as well.
我这样子跟大家来分享，那原因是不仅是长老执事有他们当扮演的角色，那其实是每一个人，无论是老老少少，都有所当扮演的角色。
If you do not do your part, every one of us, the church, can die.
如果你不负起你所担负的责任，那我们每一个人都当这样的负起，那要不然的话，教会就会灭亡。
You don't do evangelism, there are no new believers, the church will just simply die off when all of us grow old, and that's it.
如果你不去出外去传福音，那我们大家都会渐渐的年老，那我们离去的时候，那教会就完了。
If a church does not have a strong Bible study program, the new members who come after they realize they cannot learn anymore, they will leave the church, and the church will always be made up of young believers.
那如果教会没有很好的这些新来的信徒，就是初信的信徒来到当中，之后他们觉得不能够得到喂养成长，那他们就离开，那最后呢，这个教会就只剩下就是一直就是只有初信的信徒。
You and I know that if a family has lost the parents, the children cannot be allowed to live by themselves. They have to be looked after by adults.
那你我都知道，说如果一个家庭他们的家长不在了，那么这些孩子们都不可能自己的生存，因为他们必须有年长者来照管他们。
This is also true for the church.
这样的事情也是同样可以应用在教会的身上。
If there are no mature believers, then what you have would be children believers looking after children believers.
那如果没有这成熟的信徒，那只有这些年幼的信徒来照管年幼的信徒。
And so the Apostle Paul instructed Titus that you have to make sure that from the youngest to the oldest in the church, they must know their duty and responsibility.
那因此保罗告诉提多，那你必须确保他在教会里面的就是。 老老少少的，他们都当知道说他们所担负的这些责任。
And so tonight we're going to focus on the aged men and the aged women from verse 1 to verse 3.
我们今天晚上就要来专注于来探讨关于这些年长的这些男女 那就是我们会基于我们会基于第一到第三节来探讨。
God willing, tomorrow evening we're going to focus on the young women and the young men from verse 4 to verse 8.
若神许可的话，我们会继续来就是探讨关于年轻的男女他的方面，那么就是在第四到第八节。
And so if you belong to these age categories, these verses will describe you and you match and see whether you are living a life that is in accordance to the description in the Bible for your age group.
那如果你是在这年龄阶段里面的人，那你就来看圣经所教导的，那对照你自己的生命，你看说是不是符合那里所描述的呢？
First, for everybody, verse 1, everyone needs the word of God.
首先这是对每一个人而言，就是每一个人都需要神的话语。
And so the Apostle Paul instructed Titus, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine.
那因此使徒保罗就告诉提多说，那你但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
Sound doctrine literally means doctrines that are healthy, doctrines that are complete.
那纯正的道理意思就是说这个健全而且就是完全的完整的道理。
It is a doctrine that has no corruption. It is good. It is biblical.
那这样的一个就是不含有任何错谬的这个教义，那而且是良善而且是符合圣经的。
See the sound doctrine in verse 9 of chapter 1.
那我们看一章九节那边也提到这纯正的道理。
That's why your pastors and elders must first be good students of the word, so that they must know sound doctrine before they can teach you sound doctrine.
那因此你的牧师、你的长老必须是首先是一个圣经的好学生，那他们好叫他们能够知道那纯正的道理，以致他们能够来教导纯正的道理。
Because without the word of God, even though you want to grow, you cannot grow.
因为没有神的话语即使是你愿意来成长，你也没有办法成长。
Without the word of God, you cannot think straight, you cannot relate correctly with other believers as well.
那没有神的话语的话，你都不能够很好的来思考，你也不能够很好的来与其他的信徒来交接。
Without God's truth,You cannot love properly.
没有神的真理，你根本不能够好好的来爱。
Without God's truth, you cannot love properly.
没有神的真理，你就不能够好好的来爱。
Without God's word, you cannot evangelize properly.
没有神的话语，你也不能够就是正确的来传扬福音。
You can't pray properly. You can't serve God correctly without God's truth.
你不能够很好的来祷告，你也不能够很好的来服侍，如果你没有神的话语的话。
Because sincerity is not a replacement for truth.
因为真诚不能够取代真理。
Once you have the truth, then you serve with sincerity.
那当你有了真理之后，你就真诚的来服侍。
But sincerity without truth, you can be very wrong.
那如果你只是真诚，但是没有真理的话，你可以是非常错误的。
The Apostle Paul was very sincere.When he thought that he was doing God a favor by persecuting Christians.
那保罗曾经一度就是很真诚的来当他以为说他是在服侍他以为说他在服侍神，当他逼迫教会的时候。
He did not know that he was going against God. He thought he was doing God's will.
那他不知道说他是在就是对抗神，他以为他是在行神的道。
Now he made his own confession where he said, I did it out of ignorance, I did not know.
那他是自己这样的坦诚来就是承认说他说他是出自无知，他不知道。
That's why it must begin with a good knowledge of God's word.
那因此我们必须以有这个对神的话语有相当好的认识来作为开始。
So the description that you're going to read from verse 2 onwards about all the different age groups can only come about through sound doctrine.
那因此你在这里所看到的从第二节开始所描述的这些，那他们必须是基于说已经有了这纯正的道理，然后才能够存在的。
So it is more than just aged man or aged woman in terms of age that the Bible is referring to.
那因此是多过于说就是真的是以年龄来计算说年长的这个男女啊，是因为只是年龄比较高而已。
One advantage regarding the aged man and aged woman is that they have a good life experience compared to the younger ones.
这些年长的这些基督徒占有的一个优势，是因为他们就有更多的就是人生的体验。
You have a very important role to play in the church.
你在教会里面有很重要的角色要来扮演。
Even if you are a new believer and you are of age, you also have a very important role to play.
即使是你是一个新的信就是初信的信徒，而你是比较年长的，你也有一个很重要的角色要来扮演。
You have a lot to catch up on to God's word.
你在神的话语上仍然有许多需要去追求的。
You must now spend more time studying God's word than ever before, because as an aged person, you're probably retired.
那你应该来更花更多的时间比先前花更多的时间来研读神的话语，因为如果你是一个年长者的话，很可能你已经退休了。
So, do you spend a lot of time studying God's word?
那问题是你有没有花很多的时间来研读神的话语呢？
Don't say, all I need is to believe in Jesus Christ and everything else I don't care.
那不要这样说，说哇，我只要相信耶稣基督了，其他的就不用谈了。
If you say that, then I will probably ask you, give me your Bible. Give me your Bible.
那如果你这样讲的话，我就会这样子说你把你的圣经给我。
And then I will turn to John 3:16 and I will tear out that page and I give it back. That's all you need. You don't read the rest.
我就会把这个约翰福音3:16撕下来，那就还给你，那剩下的你就不需要了。
That's all you want from God, right?
你就是需要那一节经文，从神得到那一节经文而已，是吗？
John 3:16, the gospel, that's what you want.
那约翰福音3:16只是讲福音的，那就是你所要的了。
God did not just give you one page. God gave you 66 books of the Bible.
那神不只是给你那么样的一页的圣经，神给你66卷经卷。
And after God saved you, God still give you time on earth.
那神拯救了你之后，神仍然给你在地面上有时间。
That is a purpose why you are still on earth and not in heaven yet.
那你之所以能够继续存留在这地面上，仍然还有时间在这地面上，还没有到天堂去，是有他的用意的。
So please don't waste any more time.
千万不要再浪费光阴。
If you came to know Christ at the age of 60,
那如果你已经在60岁才来认识耶稣基督，
You have already lost 60 years of your life serving sin.
那你已经荒废了你60年的光阴来侍奉罪。
Because you are not a Christian then.
因为那时候你还不是个基督徒。
Now that you have become a Christian, and if the Lord will call you home at the age of 70, you only have 10 years now to grow quickly and be what God wants you to be in verse 2 and verse 3.
那如果你就是能够继续存留到70岁，那你就换句话说，你从60到70，你仅有10年的时间来成长，就是快速的来成长，来达到就是神在第二节、第三节所描述的那样的一个光景。
So stop wasting time drinking coffee in the coffee shop.
那千万不要浪就是要停止浪费时间。把时间花费在咖啡店里。
Spend less time exercising at the community center.
也减少你在社区俱乐部那里做运动的时间。
Put in more time. Be still and open the scriptures and pray and catch up on the study of God's word and start eating and drinking the word of God.
那花更多的时间就是打开神的话语来吃来喝就是神所给我们的这个 他的话语灵粮。
Otherwise, when there is no sound doctrine in your mind, how can you be what God wants you to be when you can't even think according to the Bible?
如果你在你的思维，在你的心思里面根本没有纯正的道理的话，那你要怎么样的来按照神的心意，就是按照圣经的教导来分析事物呢？
Please don't say I'm too old to study the Bible.
不要说我已经太老了，我不能够再读圣经了。
Are you too old to eat?
你会不会说自己是太老了，不能够吃？
Because I see a lot of you eating. Dinner time, breakfast time, lunch time, and also tea time.
我看到你们很多人，就是早餐、午餐、晚餐，甚至茶点都吃了很多。
Even no teeth also you want to eat.
即使是没有牙齿了，还仍然要吃。
So you still have a brain, so please spend time studying.
你仍然有一个脑袋，我恳切的邀请你，就是多研读圣经。
If you take a longer time to study, just like you take a longer time to chew your food, you look at the young people sit down, 5 minutes, you turn your head, you look, all gone. You, 5 hours still eating. It's okay, take your time, study God's word slowly.
如果你需要更长的时间，就像你需要更长的时间来咀嚼你的食物，那你看那些年轻人吃得很快，那你却他五。 他五分钟，你需要五个小时，你就用五个小时来完成。
Otherwise, you're not going to be a good example to the young ones.
要不然你就是不能够成为这些晚辈们的好榜样了。
The young ones, they have not lived their lives. They want to look to examples to follow, to imitate.
那些就是年幼的，他们就是还没有。 经历他们的这个生命，没有太多的生命，就是的经历。那他们就是抬头要望，看有哪一些好的榜样。
So I hope that after this church camp, the aged men and aged women who do not usually read God's word or study God's word, that you will want to study God's word from now onwards.
然后我期盼说。 经过了这个圣经之后，那过去我们当中这些年长者，如果你过去是没有这样的一个愿意说要来读更多神的话语的话，我希望说经过这个圣经之后，你能够有这样的一个愿意的心，来更多的研读圣经。And
when you study the word of God faithfully, you will be changed. Guaranteed, that's the power that is in God's word.
如果你忠诚的来读神的话语的话，我 保证你肯定要改变，那因为这是神的道的能力。
You can't help yourself. That's the power of God's word with the Holy Spirit indwell you. You automatically will change and become a better Christian.
那你是按耐不住的，因为这是神的道所发出的力量，借着圣灵在你内心所动的功，那让你能够在灵命上来更长进。
And when you do that, slowly, little by little, then for the aged man, verse 2 will become a description of who you are.
那如果你愿意这么做的话，那就是这样的按部就班，慢慢的，我们当中的年长者，那最后结果呢，就是第二节，就是可以说是可以运用来描述你的状况了。
Verse 3 describe the aged women.
第三节是描述那年老的妇人。
Now let's look at the description of the aged man. And so all the aged men, let's see whether this verse is a description of you as a Christian.
那我们来看这是老年的弟兄们，我们来看是不是我们是符合这里所描述的呢？
Alright. Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine that, alright, that's the purpose, that the aged man, number one, be sober.
那我们总要说讲的，总要呵护纯正的道理。那原因是，就是要使到我们，就是有节制。
What does it mean to be sober?
有节制是什么意思呢？
Are you sober?
你是否有节制？
Literally, it means abstain from alcohol, no wine.
就是按字义来说，他是说到说你就是严戒，不饮酒。
You know what happens when a person drink and drive.
那你知道说一些人如果喝酒又驾车会有什么后果？
He loses control of his faculty, and when he drives a car, he loses control of the vehicle.
那他如果喝了酒之后他是理智不清楚，那他如果要驾驶的话他真的是无法掌控整个车子。
You need a sober, clear mind to drive your life and witness as a Christian.
那你需要有个清醒的头脑啊，就是来掌控你的心思，你的整个基督徒的生命。
Many young people are watching you.
那很多年轻人都在看你。
Many unbelievers in your life are watching you.
很多非信徒也在看你。
That's why it is so important that your mind be clear and not be clouded by alcohol.
那所以你的头脑必须是很清楚的很清醒的，好叫不受这些酒精的影响。
It is not just alcohol, but other things as well that can pollute your mind.
那不仅是酒精啊，还有其他的事物也能够污染你的心思。
If you became a believer at the age of 60, you just imagine your thinking has been 60 years of the world's ideas and philosophies.
那你如果是已经在60岁才来信主的话，你想想看你的思维就是已经充满着60年的这些敬拜偶像还有这些罪恶的事情。
And you have to clean it up, and only the word of God can now give you a clear mind.
那你必须把它清理掉，那唯有神的话语能够给你一个纯洁的心思。
That's why when you study the word of God, the teaching from God's word will push out all the old ideas that you have gained from the world, and you will be replaced by God's truth.
那如果你研读神的话语的话，那你这些旧有的这些污秽的心思就会被神的话语给推挤出来，那你最后所要得到的就是你的脑海里就只有神的道。
Let's say you don't know how to relate to your wife in the past.
举个例子，如果你不懂得怎么样的来跟你的妻子过去你不懂得怎么样跟你的妻子来相处。
All your ideas you learn from observation of others and from books of the world.
那你所拥有的想法都是你看别人怎么做，或者是你从世界上的这些书刊所学到的。
Some of you might even learn how to relate to your wife from all the Hong Kong movies.
那我们当中可能有一些人甚至是从香港这些港剧当中来学习怎么样的来对待自己的妻子。
You don't marry me, I kneel down until you marry me.
你不
嫁。Right, the China, the Hong Kong show.
你不嫁给我，我就跪下来，直到你答应嫁给我啊！就是这些港剧所让我们看到的。
The Bible has very clear teaching on how to be a Christian godly husband.
那圣经有关系到说怎么样的来很清楚的教导怎么样的来成为一个敬虔的丈夫。
So once you are born again with the sound teaching on what a godly Christian husband is, then all your old ideas must be pushed out.And it must be replaced by this biblical truth, and then now you can begin to change and become a godly husband.
一旦你重生得救，那神的话语就能够帮你就是清除掉你过去这些错误的这些想法，那么让你重新就是有这个新的心思，晓得怎么样的按照圣经来做一个敬虔的丈夫。
So have a very clear mind, be sober, be alert, be awake.
那因此我们必须是有一个很清醒的头脑让我们都醒过来让我们都就是警醒。
Next, you have to be grave.
那接下来你必须是端庄。
That means to be reverential, to be serious.
那就是很严肃端正。
In other words, be your age.
那换句话说就是按照你的年龄来就是活出你的这个年龄。
Do you think it's okay tomorrow night I put on a toupee? You know what's a toupee or not? Make myself got a lot of black hair. You think it's okay tomorrow I put on? Is it alright?
你认为说明天晚上我如果带着假发来到这里可以吗？
Because I want to look young.
因为我要看得比较年轻一点。
And then I wear those shirt very tight one. A lot of bright pink color with polka dots.
那我又穿比较紧身的衣服啊，很多这些浅鲜艳的颜色啊，来点缀。
And then I wear very tight pants, even though my stomach showing, but never mind.
而我又穿很紧身的裤子啊，虽然我的肚腩吐出来了，无所谓。
And then when the chairman introduced me to come and preach, I woke up like that. You don't mind, right?
如果主席就
You don't bluff me. You don't mind. You won't be listening. You can't concentrate. You keep on looking at my hair. You think I don't know? Sure, right? You're looking at my hair. Is it going to fall off when the wind blow out?
I don't think I need to interpret it. They all laughing.
At your age, you are aged man, so dress like an aged man. Be grave. Be your age. Don't be like a young boy. You are no longer young.
我们必须是按照我们的年龄就是这样的来来活出我们该活的样式。那我们不如果我们已经是年长了，我们不是年轻人了，所以我们应当有年长者的一个的一个样式。那我们必须是端庄，必须是有这样一个就是必须端庄。
Why should that be the case?
为什么需要这样呢？
You think very carefully.
你仔细的想想。
You know the best years of your life are gone.
你知道说你的那黄金的年华已经过了。
Any moment at any time within a few short months or even years, you will be meeting your creator God himself.
那随时随地你都可能是再过几个星期，再过几个月几个星期，你就要来朝见你的神了。
You still want to be frivolous and dress like a young man? You are already a grandpa.
那你难道你还要穿的那么样的那样的轻浮，那样的壮那样的样子呢？因为你已经是一个公公或者爷爷了。
Why do they want to dress like that?
为什么要穿这样的穿着呢？
You want to attract other grandma or what? What are you trying to do?
你是
要吸引 Why you want to do that? I don't understand.
你是要吸引其他的老太婆吗？
You mean a young girl going to see you? Wow, going to what? Want to marry you? Are you a grandpa? So be yourself. Be at your age, in other words.
你已经是爷爷公公了，难道你还要那样子吗？所以我们必须活出我们那样那个年长者的样子。
Next, be temperate.
再来，我们必须自守。
Have self-control.
就是能够控制自己。
That means don't be addicted to anything.
就是不要让任何东西来掌控你。
See, with a sober mind, now you must make sure that nothing on this earth mustforce you to turn you into a slave to it.
那有一个清醒的头脑，那你就要确保说，在这地面上没有任何东西能够就是让你成为他的奴隶。
There are certain things in your life that you say you must do.
你在你的生命中是不是有说到说有这样的一样东西，你觉得说你一定要做的
？Because aged people tend to have developed certain lifelong habits.
因为年长的人可能也已经是养成了一些已经多年来的这样的一个习惯。
And most of the time they are bad habits.
多数的时候这些都是一些坏习惯。
Temperate means everything that you do must be subject to your control and not you are controlled by that thing, whatever that thing is.
那自守的意思就是说一切你所要做的事情都是在你的掌控的里面，而不是你让这些事情来掌控你。
If it is a pattern for you to hang around in the past at the coffee shop, sitting there, drinking coffee, talking nonsense.
如果你就是过去都是这样的习惯性，就是在咖啡店里面坐就是在那边谈天说地就是做这些无谓的事情。
Every morning at a certain time, you'll be there with all your old buddies, drinking coffee, talking nothing.
那你每一个早晨都在那里在咖啡店跟着你的这些老伙伴们坐在那里就是说一些无意义的话。
I see quite a lot of them near where I live in Bukit Batok.
我在我所住的地方五级八度那里看到很多这样的人。
I go to the marketplace, I see quite a number of them.
因为我当我去到就是市场去到巴萨的这些地方我就看到很多这样的人。
The reason I mention Bukit Batok is, if you stay in Bukit Batok, you know I'm there.
我之所以提起说五级八度的话是要让你知道如果你去五级八度的话我是在那里的。
So if I see you there, what do you say?
如果看到你在那里你会怎么说呢
?Pastor, you want to sit down and have coffee?
牧师你要坐下来喝咖啡吗？
Be temperate, control, don't let these activities control you.
要自守，要能够掌控这些，不让这些事物来掌控你。
And then surely little by little you will now become sound in faith.
那就这样的，你就渐渐的就在这个信心上就是在信心上能够纯全无私。
So with sound doctrine, your faith will become healthy and sound as well.
那有一个纯正的道理之后，那你的信心也会纯全。
This is an example of not a sound doctrine.
那我接下来要举的是一个就是不是纯正的教义的这样个例子。
If you think that once I become a Christian, I have a place in heaven, I can do whatever I want on this earth. This is not sound doctrine.
那如果你以为说你已经是个基督徒你在这地面上你能够为所欲为仍然能够上天堂的话，那这不是一个纯全的道理。
Because when you study the Bible, you will realize that Jesus says, "You are not a Christian because you say you are one."
那如果你读研读圣经的话你会发觉说，主耶稣基督说你。你不会成为基督徒，因为你自己自称是基督徒就成为基督徒。
Jesus says, "You are a sinner in sin, and if you die in your sin, you end up in hell."
那耶稣基督说，你是个罪人，如果你在罪中而死的话，你就会下入地狱。
And then Jesus Christ tells you that I came down from heaven to die on the cross for your sin.
那耶稣基督就告诉你说，我从天上来到这里，来到地上。就是为着你的罪来死。
I endure all the pain and all the torture and all the suffering because of your sin. It was taken on my body when it should be on your body. I took it for you.
然后我为着你的罪就是来受尽各样的苦楚。那这一些本当是加在你身上的，现在就加在我的身上。
And then I died on the cross for you.
那我就在十字架上为你而死。
And God the Father accepted what I have done for you by raising me from the dead.
那天父上帝就接纳了我为你所做的一切，让我从死里复活。
That's what happens when you pray the prayer of salvation, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior.
那就是当你就是来决志祷告的时候，你接受耶稣基督为你个人救主的时候所发生的事情。
Even though Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago.
虽然耶稣基督已经在2000年前已经死了。
But right now when you pray the prayer,to God that Jesus Christ died for me, I repent of my sin, I accept Him as my Lord, as my Savior, even though it happened 2,000 years ago, God will hear your prayer, you have identified yourself with Christ, Jesus Christ took the punishment for you, you will be saved.
那虽然耶稣基督是2000年前已经死了，那你这时候为着你的罪来祷告，你向耶稣让神说你接受了耶稣基督为你个人救主，那耶稣基督说为你所死所产生的功效仍然是能够有效的，那你也就是因此能够来得救。
You have just been delivered from hell.
你就在那个时候就从就是能够逃离这个地狱的刑罚。
If you really understood this,And if you really have soundness in your faith, would you think, oh, I have a place in heaven now, I can do what I want on this earth? Would you ever think that way? You think that is right?
那如果你有个清醒的头脑，那你也有这样的一个纯正的道理在你的脑海里面的话，那你 会不会想到说，哎，我现在是基督徒，我可以就是为所欲为因为我已经可以上天堂了，你会这样想吗？
If you study the Bible, you will realize that after you know what Jesus Christ has done so much a sacrifice for you, the only thing you can do is to now bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ and with all your heart say, thank you Lord for saving me. This is now a life that you have redeemed. I now give it back to you. Tell me what I should do with my life.
那如果你真的是已经就是有一个清醒的话，接受了耶稣基督的话，你读研读圣经，你清楚知道说耶稣基督为你做的是这么多你肯定要就是受感动而跪下来，那你甚至是要告诉主说，哎，我这个生命是你所救赎的，那这是属你的，让你来使用。
I have been doing what I want for the past 60 years as an unbeliever. Now that I am a child of God, Lord, I want to only do what you want with my life from now onwards. No longer what I want anymore.
然后我是一个非信徒大60年这么久，那过去我都是为所欲为，我要做什么我就做什么。那现在我是你的儿女，那我就是要就是愿意行你所愿意的。
If you study the Bible, this truth is clearly taught in the scriptures many times over.
那如果你有读圣经的话，这样的一个真理是在圣经里面常常就是被提起教导的。
This is for the aged men.
这是为这年长成年的男成年的弟兄而言说的。
So far, I hope this description fits many of you men, aged men.
然后我就是盼望说这样的一个描述真的是能够符合我们在座的许多的这些年长的弟兄。
Not only sound in faith, but also sound in charity.
那不但是在信心上纯全无疵，而且是在爱心上纯全无疵。
This is the expression of your love for God and for one another.
那这是你对神对彼此的一个这样的一个爱的表现。
That means you will serve God because you love Him.
也就是说，你会因着爱神而来服侍神。
Nobody recognize my service, it's okay.
没有人能够没有人认同我所做的无所谓。
Nobody knows I'm serving, it's also okay.
没有人看到我的服侍也无所谓。
I just love Jesus so much, I just want to serve him.
我就是爱耶稣基督这么的爱耶稣基督，我就是单单的这样的来服侍他。
And you will also love God's people.
然后你也会爱神属神的人。
And so you will go out and visit, you will give your tithe and your offering because you love the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你就会出外去探访，你也会就是十亿奉献，或者是就是来感恩的奉献，因为你爱耶稣基督。
Is this your testimony?
这是不是你的写照呢？
And then finally, sound in patience.
那最后就是在忍耐上来存全无疵。
You don't get angry easily.
也就是说你不随意的就发怒。
If you are hot tempered, you be warned, you be careful.
如果你是一个脾气暴躁的人你要被提醒，你要很小心。
We all have a temper.
我们每一个人都会有怒气。
We know that the emotion of anger is not a sinful emotion because God also gets angry.
我们知道说我们这样的怒气就是发怒这样的一个情绪不是一个罪恶的事情，因为我们知道说神也会有时候会发怒。
But when you get angry easily, that is a big problem.
那如果你什么事情动不动就发脾气，那就是一个问题了。
You get angry with God, you get angry with God's people.
你就是向神来发怒，你就是向神的子民来发怒。
You are not sound in patience, you are impatient.
那你不是在忍耐上纯全无疵，而你是真的是没有耐心。
Very quickly, we now look at the aged women.
那我们很快的就来看年老的妇女。
The aged women, likewise, that means also must imbibe sound doctrine.
那就是又劝老年的妇女，也就是说，我们就是这些老年的妇女也必须有那纯正的道理。
That they be in behavior as becometh holiness.
那他们在举止上 举止行动上要恭敬。
That means they must be holy women.
那也就是说他们必须是圣洁的妇女。
Do you know what is holiness?
你知道什么是圣洁吗？
That means there is no sin that you know of that remains in your life.
也就是说你没有任何的你已经知道的罪仍然停留在你的生命里。
You will stop sinning.
你会停止犯罪。
Do not gossip.
也不随便说一些谗言。
Control your tongue.
那就是控制你自己的舌头。
The moment you know you have sinned, you repent and you stop sinning with God's help.
一旦你知道自己犯了罪，你就悔改，你让神来帮助你。
Don't be a false accuser.
那不要就是不要说谗言。
The word false accuser here in Greek refers to a name for the devil, diabolos.
那这谗言就是这个说谗言在希腊原文那个字义就是说是魔鬼。
That means you slander people.
那也就是说你就是毁谤别人。
You gossip and you talk bad about other people in the church.
你说些闲话，你在人背后说坏话。
You got to bite your tongue. You got to stop that. That's a serious transgression. You are sowing seeds of discord.
那你要禁止你的嘴唇，你要禁止你的舌头，因为你这样子做，你是用你的嘴唇来造成就是教会的不和谐。
And families will be ruined.
也因此这样就破坏人的家庭。
Good friends could now become enemies because of your slander.
那好就是好朋友也会因为你这样的一个行为而变成仇敌。
Not given too much wine.
那不给酒做奴仆。
Similar, no drinking.
同样的就是不喝酒。
Teachers of good things.
用善道教训人。
You must learn God's word and be a godly example to teach only that which is good and stop teaching that which is bad and evil.
那你必须是明白神的话语，而且是有一个好榜样，而只教导人那良善的事情，也停止就是教去行那些错误的事情。
Remember both groups, the aged men, aged women, you are to be exemplary.
那要记得就是两者就是老年的弟兄跟老年的姐妹你们都要成为一个榜样。
How to be teachers of good things?
要怎么样用善道教训人呢？
If you are not a student of good things,
如果你本身都不是这些善道的一个好学生。
That means study the word of God, that's where all the good things are found.
也就是说你要研读神的话语，因为唯有在神的话语当中你才能够找到这些良善的道理。
That means when young people come to you for advice, the advice you give is based upon God's word.
也就是说年轻人来向你询问的时候，你给他们的咨询都是基于神的话语。
Your life and your testimony, your conduct is part and parcel of being a good teacher.
你的生活，你的行为，你所做的一切都是点点滴滴，都是表明说你是一个好的老师。
You know how to carry yourself with dignity and distinction as an aged woman.
你能够就是就是廉洁正直的来就是行出这些正直的事情来表明你是一个真的是一个成熟的女士。
So is verse 3 a description of you? A holy person?A person that does not slander, a person that does not drink, the mind is clear, and also a faithful teacher of good things.
那到底第三节是不是真的是适合应用在你的身上呢？你是一个圣洁的人，你是一个不就是毁谤人说人坏话的人，你不喝酒你也懂得这个神的话语能够用善道来教导人的人。
Many young ladies would love to come to you and approach you for help.
如果是这样的话，那些年轻的姐妹们都会很乐意的来到你跟前，让你来帮助他们。
Such godly ladies, holy women are very, very rare, and I hope there are many in the Mandarin congregation.
那像这样的这些就是这样的一些年长的妇女就是 圣洁而且是端正的妇女呢是很稀少的。我盼望说在华文部里面能够找到许多。
Aged men, aged women, do you not want to be such individuals in God's eyes?
年长的弟兄们，年长的姐妹们，你们难道你们愿意不愿意成为像这里所描述的这样的男女在神的眼前
?We as God's people would love to see all our aged men and aged women be such individuals to be godly examples for all of us.
那我们身为神的子民，我们更是期盼我们所有的年长的男女，年长的弟兄姐妹都能够真的是成为这样的一个敬虔的信徒，成为我们的榜样。
If this is not a description of you, you have some of these attributes, but not all of them, I pray that you will have a desire and with God's help, fulfill every one of them in your life.
那如果你并没有这里所列的一切，那你有只有其中的一些，我希望说你心中有这样的一个渴望，说你要继续的努力来达成其他的好像就这些都在你的生命上来显露出来。
As you grow older and older, you know that we do not have too many years on this earth.
一旦你渐渐的年长的时候你就会发觉到说你在这地面上的时间已经不多了。
Be a godly example with the remaining years that you have.
那就是在这剩余的年日里面，让我们都成为一个敬虔的榜样。
I was very stunned and shocked last Sunday afternoon.
在上个主日的下午我就是感到惊讶。
When I received a message from Elder Chu that the electrician who was helping us in the church had just passed away last Friday.
那我就是周长老他发给我一个简讯，告诉我说那一位就是电器技工他为我们来就是更换教会的灯的这位老人家，他在星期五的时候上一个星期五的时候就过世了。
He had been changing all the lights in our church into LED lights to help us save electricity. Of course, we pay him.
然后他就是在过去的日子里面，他都在帮助我们教堂来更换就是把灯泡更换成新的。
When I see him in church, he's always smiling, he's always very cheerful and bubbly.
然后我每当看到他的时候，在教堂里面看到他的时候，他都是脸带笑容的。
My wife told me that she just saw him last Tuesday when she was there for the first day of the VBS.
然后我的太太告诉我说，在之前的一个星期二，他就是最后一次见到他，因为那时候他去参与这个儿童的假日营的时候，就在教堂见到他。
And Brother R2 told me that he was also there on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday changing the lights.
那阿都弟兄也告诉我说，他在那个星期二、星期三、星期四，他仍然是在教堂，在那里替我们更换这些灯泡。
And so on Friday, when he was not around, Kathy, one of our staff, called the home, called his handphone, and the daughter answered and said that her father has been called home to God.To glory.
然后当他星期五没有出现在教堂的时候，那 Kathy 姐妹就打电话到他家里面，那才知道说家人告诉他说，诶，到这个老人家已经被召回到天家去了，进入天堂荣耀。
His work was not finished.
他所做的工还没有完成。
I contacted the daughter told me that they came home on Friday and found him unconscious in his home.
然后我就跟他的女儿联系上，那他女儿就告诉我说，他们在星期五的时候回到家中，就发觉到说他已经昏迷不醒了。
Brother R2 was very sad. I'm shocked. I could not also attend the vigil service because it's happened on Friday. The vigil services was, I think, up to Tuesday.
然后阿都弟兄他很伤心，我感到惊讶。 但是我也没有办法参加他的追思 礼拜，因为我想他的追思礼拜应该是只到就是星期二。
He was only 60 years old.
他只有60岁。
Younger than many of the aged men and aged women.
比我们当中这些年长的弟兄跟年长的姐妹还要年轻。
That's why it is very important for us, aged men and aged women, to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. We don't have that many more time on this earth.
那因此很重要的，我们当中的年长的弟兄、年长的姐妹，那真的是要有智慧的来数算我们的日子，好叫我们能够有智慧的心，晓得怎么样的继续使用我们剩余的在这地面上的年日。
So I pray that if you are truly born again, if you really accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, please, aged men, aged women, measure your life right now against these two verses respectively.
如果你已经重生得救，你已经接受了耶稣基督为你个人的救主，你生命的主的话，那我们当中的这些年长的弟兄姐妹，我盼望说你能够以这两节经文来衡量你自己的生命，是不是你的生命符合这一些呢？
Because this is what the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to see in your life.
因为这是教会之首教会的首领耶稣基督他所要看到在你生命上所发生的事情。
And I pray you will want to because you love him.
我也就是祷告期盼说你们会愿意这么做，因为你爱耶稣基督。
So remember, it all begins with sound doctrine. So make the study of God's word a very important part of your life.
那要切切的记得，就是一切都是由那纯正的道理来开始。那你要确保说研读神的话语是你的生命当中重要的一环。
And little by little, verse 2 and verse 3 will be a very accurate description of you.
那这样的话就渐渐的第二、第三节就真的是会是一个准确的你生命的一个写照。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
Speak to our hearts, O Lord, out of Thy holy word.
求主用你的圣言向我们的内心来说话。
We pray, Father, for every camper, especially the aged men and the aged women tonight.
我们为着我们当中的每一位这参加圣经营的弟兄姐妹来祷告，好叫我们都能够真的是成为这样的一个有榜样的成年的弟兄或姐妹。
We thank thee that you have a word for them specially tonight.
我们感谢主，你就是由你的话语特意的为他们而备。
Help all of them who are truly born again in Christ Jesus to have this strong desire to obey thy holy word.
求主帮助他们每一位真的是真实的就是在基督里面来重生，有这样的一个渴望就是要借着你的圣言来就是活得更圣洁。
Help them, O Lord, to become the person that you want them to be as examples to the younger ones.
求主帮助他们来成为你所愿意他们成为的样式，就是能够成为这些年轻人的一个模范。
Grant to each and every one of them a clear mind and a heart that will love thee.By loving thy holy word.
求主让他们每一个人都有这样的一个清醒的头脑，就是有这样的一个爱慕你话语的心，来爱慕你纯正话语的心。
And through the study of thy holy word, may all these attributes be found in the lives of the aged men and aged women in our midst.
接着读你的这纯正的话语，让他们让就是这一些的属性都能够是属于我们在当中的这些成年男女的一部分。
May thou be merciful to us, O Lord, and grant to us examples of godly aged men and aged women.
求主真的是怜悯我们，让我们真的是我们当中有这样的这些可以成为我们榜样的这些成年的弟兄姐妹。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
阿门，
阿门。